Well, we'd like to continue with a pretty simple subject this morning. The word written on the board says strength. We talked about strength last week, and we were thinking, this morning about a little different aspect of it. You know, I believe it's the privilege of you and I to have strength in the Lord. That is our privilege as people of God, to have strength in the Lord. In the natural man, it's normal to have strength. We get tired, don't we? And then we rest. And if we have a healthy body in the morning, we feel strength again. We're ready to work again. And that's normal. We get tired. The scripture tells us that the Lord will renew our strength. And that's in a spiritual sense, that those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And that is something that's been so amazing to me in the Lord. It doesn't matter how tired we get. The Lord can give us completely new strength again, and new vision, and new help. And we can feel new again. It's really amazing that God can do that. But He gave us the whole world to show us that that's the way He does things. He renews things and makes it fresh again. The water gets dirty. And then how does God do that? But yet He made a distillation or however different ways of causing the water to become pure again. Some of it runs down through the earth in deep ways, and the water becomes drinkable and pure. Some of it goes up into the sky and forms clouds and comes back down in rain. And if the air is not too polluted, we can drink that. It's pure water. It's good for us. It's good water. You know, God plans for us to have strength. But I was thinking this morning about a little thing that can eat away at our strength. Sometimes people get issues in their body. They get things that develop, heart disease and different things, and they're not able to have natural strength. Sometimes we can have things develop into our lives as a part of us that rob us of the ability to have spiritual stamina and strength. I want to talk about one of those this morning and what the Lord, the antidote that He has for that, because the Lord has something for it that you and I can have strength in Him. Like we say, we can get tired, and we will, and that's very natural and normal, but the Lord plans for us to have our strength in Him renewed. And I want to look at Philippians 4, verse 6 to 8. As we said, it's a pretty simple little subject here. But a very important thing to us as people. Philippians 4 and 6 says, "Be careful for nothing." And I want to talk about that this morning. That word means anxious. Really, if you boil it down, it means to worry. It says, don't worry about anything. Strong says of that word, it says to be anxious, to have care. Webster says of anxious, greatly concerned or solicitous, respecting something future or unknown, being in painful suspense. Applied to persons as to be anxious for the issue of a battle. Two, full of solicitude, unquiet. Applied to things as anxious thoughts or labor. Anxious, three, says very careful, and it goes on. Anxious to commit no mistake. You know, we can live in a state of anxiety. And I will tell you what we can do. We can get rested, and we can feel good and not do any work at all. And if we let this little thing of worry and anxiety get a hold of us, it can rob our strength. The strength that we could have to be effectual in the things of the Lord, to be productive, can be robbed by little things. And this thing called worry, anxiety, worrying about the future, what is going to happen, you know, it can rob us of the strength that we have and make us fully healthy. We are and ready to go and have strength and let this thing set in, and it can rob us of the ability to hardly mobilize. It can make you want to go to bed. We all know what we're talking about here this morning. Most of us do. And so I want to talk a little bit about what the Scriptures say concerning that, because God has an answer for that. That's a common malady that we as people experience. And the Lord doesn't want us to go to bed because we're worried. He doesn't want us to fall apart because we don't know what's going to happen in the future. God wants His people to have strength. He wants to, if we get completely tired out, He wants to renew our strength so that we are ready to go again. We have full, ready, strong ambition and in the Lord. Things, Lord, what You want done, I want to do. The Lord wants to renew that in us. He doesn't want us to feel like, oh, I don't even want to think about the things of God. It's too painful for me. I don't have any strength. I don't know what's going to happen in the future. Do you know God has the future completely in His hand? And He wants us to know that this morning. I want to finish reading these verses. It says, be careful, or don't worry, or don't be anxious about for nothing, but in everything. And this is the answer. In everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. You know, the Lord wants us to bring our request to Him, but He doesn't want us to come complaining. He doesn't want us to come with our heart, our head all hung down. Lord, you know, I just can't hardly make it. I will tell you, God is a God, a miraculous God. He's a God of strength. He's a God of renewed strength. And He wants that for you and me. We need to believe that this morning. We need to believe that. And so He says, don't worry. But the Apostle tells us here, in everything, bring it to God with prayer, with supplication, with constant, continuing prayer, with looking to God, with trusting in Him. Lord, I'm bringing this to You, not just haphazardly, not just, well, I hope God will hear me. Folks, the Lord wants us to know, You can come to Me. In fact, I want you to. And I want you to believe that I'm in control. And I want you to believe that I'm going to help you with your need this morning. Do you know we can do that? That is a privilege of the people of God. Something the world isn't privileged for. You know, I don't know what's going to happen in the near years to come. I don't know if the nukes are going to happen, if somebody's going to get bombed, if things are going to become destabilized. I don't know those things. And I know in my mind and heart, the condition of our society today, if those things begin to happen, there's going to be a lot of people take their lives. Do you know God's people don't have to do that? Do you know why? Because we can come to One that can change all those things. We can come to One that has you and me in His hands. And He has us, it says, engraved, written in the palm of His hand. And do you know that He's taking care of us? We can trust in that this morning. God wants His people, and this is the antidote for that kind of anxiety and worry. Whatever we come to, I will tell you what we can do. I believe this. I'm not old, but I'm not young. And I found it to work. Whatever comes to us, we can relax in the Lord. Come to Him. Lord, Now, I know we're not coming relaxed. We're uptight again. Lord, I'm going to have to give this to you too. I don't know what to do. I can't change this situation. I can't fix it. Lord, it looks destroying. It looks life-altering. I don't know what I'm going to do. And do you know that how many times have we seen God work miracles? How many times have we seen Him change things? How many times have we seen Him when we get completely to the end of our way? I can go no farther. I have no more strength. I don't know what to do. And do you know when we come to the Lord, how many times have we seen Him completely change things? Renew our strength. Renew our vision. Have you ever come to the Lord with your vision clouded? Lord, I don't understand. Do you know what we need to do is come to Him instead of worrying ourselves sick about it? I will tell you, folks, I'm kind of preaching to myself some this morning, too. I know these things. We have to constantly be renewed, don't we? And I know this is true, and it works. And it works well this morning. And He says here, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Did you know this is a privilege of the people of God? You think about the things we suffer. I want to tell you, we have privileges. And this is a privilege. Have you ever brought to the Lord your heavy troubles that seemed so overwhelming, like I can't face tomorrow? And then suddenly it all changes. Maybe the situation doesn't change, but the peace of God floods into our heart. The Lord is able to do that. I thank God for that this morning. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any strength, if there be any manliness, if there be any praise, think on these things. You know what? That takes effort sometimes. Because we in ourselves, folks, we're humans. And we just as well recognize our weakness. Because we have it, whether we want to recognize it or not. And so this morning, the Lord has an antidote for these things. He has an answer. And He tells us to look to Him. Do you know God wants us? He longs for us. He loves for us to look to Him and to be comforted in that. In Matthew 6 and 28, the words of the Lord Jesus Himself. Matthew 6 and 28. And why take ye thought for raiment? Do you know what He's talking about here? He's talking about anxiety. He's talking about worry. Because we all have to take thought. We all have to think about that we need some new clothes, or we need something, and we go buy it, don't we? Or we wash it, or we put it on. We take some thought. He's not talking about that. He's talking about anxiety. He said, Why take ye thought for raiment? I want you to consider something, He says. Jesus told these people, He said, consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. You know, they're not out there working hard at growing. They're not. He says, I want you to consider this. And yet, I say unto you that even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Solomon, in everything, all the golden, all the wealth he had, all the things that Solomon made, the beautiful temple, you know, he said, in all his glory, In all that we see of him, he wasn't clothed like one of these lilies. And he says here, wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? What words from the Lord to us. Now, you know, there's a lot of things besides clothing. Most of us here don't have to worry. You can run down to the thrift shop and get some clothing for almost nothing. But there's other things we worry about, big things in our mind that come to us. What are we going to do? How are we going to handle this? What's going to happen? Do you know the Lord would say the same thing to that? And he says here, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Did you know that the children of faith, that he will clothe us too? That he will clothe us with his graces? That he will clothe us with clothes? That he will clothe us with the necessaries of life? Did you know God has put himself on the line for you and me? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? He says, don't worry like that. Don't even let it come into your mind. I'm going to take care of you. For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But here's what you do, Jesus says. Listen to this. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That's what you do. Instead of worrying about all this, instead of setting your life to fix life, I want to tell you what Jesus said. He said, you seek me. You seek the kingdom of God. You seek his righteousness and peace and joy in your life. And I'll tell you what I'll do. Tell you what he'll do. And all these things shall be added unto you. All the things we would worry about, all the things that we would take upon us, all the future, all the troubles in the world, all the instability in our family or in our nation or in our heart. Do you know that the Lord wants us to seek him for the answers to those things? How is that going to fix these things? Because don't forget, God has all of that in his hand. And in his hand, he's got us engraved on that. He's got our name written on his palm of his hand. And he's got all that for you and me this morning. Isn't that awesome this morning to know that? This is not a theory. I found it to be so. I've seen it to be so. He told Israel he'd give nations for them. Do you know that this morning God will do whatever it takes to take care of you and me this morning? And he says, all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Don't sit around worrying about it. Ask God to help you by prayer and supplication, by earnest pleading before the Lord, by looking to him. He says, take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. There's going to be enough problems for tomorrow. You don't need to worry yourself today, he says. But he says one thing. He says, seek first. You seek the kingdom of God. Now you do that. Paul says, pray. He says, with supplication before the Lord, with earnest prayer, we can do that, can't we, this morning? And do you know that when we do that, we can continue to operate then? Our strength is not drawn away from us through worry or anxiety that way. That strength that would be sapped, because a lot of times the very anxiety can sap us more than the work can. The work a lot of times just makes us good and tired where we can sleep good. But anxiety, that's not a good thing. This morning, I believe many of us here know this is so very, very true. In Psalm 55 and 22, You know, we're never without help in the Lord, because we know, as we have found God to be, that all we need is His touch, and it'll be renewed again. Psalm 55 and 22 says, listen to the words, cast. Do you know what the word cast means? It says, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee. Now, that's our job. That's our part, to cast it on the Lord. Now, to cast means to throw away. If you look at that word, it means to throw out, to throw down, or to throw away. It means, literally or figuratively, adventure, cast, cast away, cast down, cast forth, cast off, cast out, hurl, pluck, throw. That's the Strong's definition of that word. And you find that it says here, the psalmist tells us, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Do we believe that this morning? I know many of us know that to be true. And I just want to encourage all of us to remember. We have to be reminded through life, time after time. The Lord will renew us. He will give us help. And our help comes not from figuring it all out, but from the Lord. And then He'll take care of things. Clark says, He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. While a man is righteous, trusts in God, and depends upon God, he will never suffer him to be shaken. While he trusts in God and works righteousness, he is as safe as if he were in heaven. That's pretty strong terminology, but that's what Clark wrote. In Psalms 125, in verse 1, Psalm 125 and 1, they that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about His people from henceforth, even forever. Now, who is that? Who is that He's talking about that's going to be like that? The strong, the amazing, the ones that are head and shoulders above all else? Doesn't say that, does it? It says, they that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion. I say this to the weakest one here. If we will seek the Lord and trust in Him, well, we will be strong. We'll be like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved. Why can it not be moved? Because it is the building of God. It is what God has made. It is His work. It is His church. It is His kingdom. Maybe they were referring somewhat to what God gave the Israelites over there, but I will tell you, it has much spiritual meaning too. We find all through the Scriptures. To trust, that means to be confident or sure. To be bold, confident, secure, sure. Even this word in here, careless. Now, I know it doesn't mean for us to be careless with our souls and with things of life. But it wants us to know in this word that we trust. We just put it on Him. That may seem careless, but in that sense, it is careless. We just put it on Him. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I know one thing. My God is sufficient, and my God will meet the need. And He will do that today, will He not? Put confidence. Make to hope. Make to trust. Or trust itself. That's what that word is speaking of this morning. And it says, they that trust in the Lord are going to be like that. Now, if we don't, I believe that we can be Christians and live way below our privilege. Do you know that we can carry some worry around? I've seen it done, and I've done it myself some. We can carry stuff around until we finally get wise enough to stop and give it to the Lord. Do you know this morning, the Lord wants us in this situation, they that trust in the Lord. Sometimes we think of trust as maybe you'd call it a cliche or whatever. There's a certain connotation, trust. You know what it means? That we just have confidence in God. And that we put our confidence in God. All the troubles of life, we don't know what's going to come next. We don't know sometimes what the future holds, and sometimes it looks like we do. And that makes us really, really uneasy at times. Until one person in the Bible, it says until I came to the house of the Lord. I was envious at the prosperity of the wicked. What's that? Yeah, but do you know that one came to the house of the Lord and they were lightened and they understood then. They understood the prosperity of the wicked and the relation between that and God's people. So different this morning. Oh, I will tell you, God does not want us to ever trust in ourselves. He doesn't want us to trust in our abilities, the things that we have, the things that we know, or anything. God wants our trust, and He loves that this morning. In Psalm 27 and 3, listen to this. Psalm 27 and 3, though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. You know who's writing this? David. David wrote this. You know how he wrote this? Because he had a lot of experience in this kind of way. And he said, though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. Now we said the word what? Trust. And we said something, we spoke all about it. It just kind of explained confidence, didn't it? He says, though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord. Oh, we find David had it right way back there, didn't he? The Lord told us, did He not, to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And David says, one thing have I desired of the Lord. That will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Has the devil ever told you, you can't make it? You won't make it? You probably won't. You're not strong like so and so. You won't make it. I know he's told that to many. And you know, it says here that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. For in the time of trouble He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. That's what David said. That's what he found. Folks, I say that too. I will tell you, and I believe many of us here would say the same thing. Because we have seen the Lord, have we not? Many, many times. And we trust in Him. And we are confident in Him through those things. You know, in Judges it talks about this same word, trust. 18 and 10, you don't have to look it up. But it says, when you go, you shall come unto a people secure. Did you know that is the same word that we used for trust, that was translated trust in Psalms 125, where it says, they that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion. It's talking about a security. And God wants us to have that security in Him this morning. In 1 Peter 2 and 6, we've all read this lots of times, most of us. And it it says here, wherefore also it is contained in the Scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious. And he that believeth on Him shall not be confounded. That's the secret this morning. He that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner. And we know that people trip over Jesus Christ. They have trouble with that. But I want to tell you, to those that believe, he has become the head of the corner, the foundation stone we build our life on, the thing we trust in, the thing we find our confidence in, the reason that we don't go around worrying all the time. That's why. Because of Jesus. What God does is sure. He that believeth on him won't be made to flee. No enemy is strong enough to roust him or put him to flight or to subdue him. We thank God for that this morning. I know I've been quoting this verse all morning here, but I want to read it one more time. I want to read it, in fact. Isaiah 40 and 31. Let's remember this scripture. But they that wait upon the Lord. Now again, it gives conditions every time for these things. Pretty much every time. Seek first. Wait on the Lord. Trust in Him. Have our confidence in Him. Have our security in Him. That's the only place it is safe. And so it says here, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Like the eagles fly and we see them up there, and sometimes we think, wow, that's amazing. They're up there just floating on the air above everything. It says, they shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Now, it doesn't mean that we'll never get weary, but it says in the first part, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And so when we get weary, when we have weariness, we renew our strength in the Lord, do we not? And so they don't have to be weary to the point of fainting this morning. What blessings, what promises God has given to you and me, let us latch onto it and take hold of it this morning. In Psalms 56 and 1 to 6 is more very precious promises, very precious things to our hearts. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wait a minute, I'm somewhere. Psalm 56. I was thinking Psalm 51 is a different idea. Psalm 56 and 1 says, be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresseth me. I want to ask us this morning, what oppresses you? What comes to you that would bring you under it? That would bring you into worry? Bring you into trouble and anxious thoughts. Maybe it's not man. Maybe it's some other troubles. Maybe it's in our home. Maybe it's the future. Maybe it's our job. Many things we could enumerate for a long time along this line. But I'll let you fill that in this morning. It says, for man would swallow me up, he fighting daily oppresseth me. Mine enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me, O thou most high. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. Folks, this is the privilege of the people of God this morning. What a privilege we have. What time I am afraid, I will have confidence in you. I will believe that it's going to be okay because of you. I'm going to put my confidence in you. What time I'm afraid, I will trust in thee. Well, yeah, but what about the past, the last time? Listen, folks, we have to draw near to the Lord. We have to seek Him first and foremost. And what I have found is He has always been there. Folks, I have never seen him not show. God will do what God said he will do this morning. In God, I will praise his word. In God, I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Every day they wrest my words. They twist everything I say. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather themselves together. They hide themselves. They mark my steps when they wait for my soul. You feel like that this morning? Somehow the devil's got you in his sights. I want to tell you this morning, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. This was another one of David's. We find David writing very plainly, very honestly, very clearly about his life and the things he went through. We find him where he says many things. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? We find David writing such things. And then we find him telling what happened, the answers, the things God gave him and how he lifted him up. We are the same this morning. We have to have that renewing. We have to have that lifting up. We have to take our eyes off of those realities that may be there and put them upon God and ask him to save us and strengthen us. I have one more scripture for us this morning in Isaiah 30 and verse 15. Listen to this. I love this scripture. Isaiah 30 and 15. For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest ye shall be saved. Let's return to the Lord. Let's rest in Him. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength. And it goes on. That's all I wanted to read of that. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength. Do you know this morning, it's not in our abilities or in that we think somehow, I can handle this. I'm going to grit my teeth until it happens. I'm going to tell you, there's some things you aren't going to grit your teeth enough for it to happen. But I will tell you what will be our strength. And that's in quietness and confidence. When we still our soul and we come to the Lord and say, Lord, I've got to have your help. I've got to have your strength. I need it renewed this morning. I need you to give me what I need. Very, very quietly and humbly many times. And how many times have we seen the Lord say, you're on your own? He doesn't do that to his people, does he? We're not on our own, folks. Let's come to the Lord and let's let Him quiet our soul. That's where our strength is this morning. That confidence, that quietness of our soul. Pray for me.